bleeding to death in a subterranean corridor? Or have they merely slipped out for a quick meal somewhere?
Arthur, you're safe.
Am I? Oh, good.
Hi, Arthur. Come and join us.
Ford, Trillium, Zaphod. What happened to you?
Well, our hosts here attacked us with a fantastic dismodulating anti-phase stun ray and then invited us to this amazingly keen meal by way of making it up to us.
Hosts? What hosts? I can't see any hosts.
Welcome to lunch, Earth creature.
What? Who said that? Oh, there's a mouse on the table.
Oh, haven't you found out yet, Arthur?
Found out what? Oh, I see, yes. Oh, yes. I just wasn't quite prepared for the full reality of it.
Arthur, let me introduce you. This is Benji Mouse.
Hi.
And this is Frankie, Mouse.
Nice to meet you.
It seems they control quite a large sector of the universe in our dimension.
But aren't they...
Yes, they are the mice I took with me from the Earth. It seems our whole journey has been stage-managed from the beginning.
Excuse me.
Yes, thank you, Sergeant Bastulator.
What? Oh, very well. Thank you, sir. I'll just go and get on with some of my fjords, then.
In fact, that won't be necessary. We won't be requiring the new Earth after all. We've had this rather interesting proposition put to us.
What? You can't mean that. I've got 1,000 glaciers poised and ready to roll over Africa.
Well, perhaps you'd better take a quick skiing holiday before you dismantle them.
Skiing holiday? Those glaciers are works of art. Elegantly sculpted contours, soaring pinnacles of ice, deep, majestic ravines. It would be sacrilege to go skiing on high art.
Thank you, Slarty Bartfast. That will be all.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, sir. Well, goodbye, Earthman. I hope the lifestyle comes together.
Goodbye, then. Sorry about the fjords.
Now, to business.
To business.
To business.
Cheers, Aphod.
Cheers, Ford.
I beg your pardon.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. I thought you were proposing a toast.
Now, Earth creature, we have, as you know, been more or less running your planet for the last 10 million years in order to find this wretched thing called the ultimate question.
Why?
Ah, no, we've already thought of that one, but it doesn't fit the answer.
No, I mean, why have you been doing it?
Oh, I see. Well, eventually it just happened, I think. We're sick to the teeth of the whole thing, and the prospect of doing it all over again gives me the screaming heebie-jeebies, you know what I mean? We've been offered quite enormously fat contracts.
I would, wouldn't you, Ford?
Oh, yes, jump at it like a shot.
But that's exactly the attitude those philosophers took. Does no one in this galaxy do anything other than appear on chat shows?
The point is this. We are in a position to give you a very important commission. We still want to find the ultimate question, because it gives us a lot of bargaining muscle with a 5D TV company. So it's worth a lot of money. I mean, quite clearly, if we're sitting there looking very relaxed in the studio, just mentioning that we happen to know the answer to life, the universe, and everything, and then eventually have to admit that, in fact, it's 42, and then I think the show's probably quite short.
Yes, but doesn't that mean you've got to go through your whole 10-million-year program again?
We think there might be a shortcut. Your agent...
That's me.
Is it?
Your agent has suggested that both you and Earth Girl... as the last generation products of the computer matrix, are probably in an ideal position to find the question for us and find it quickly. Go out and find it for us, and we'll make you a reasonably rich man.
We're holding out for extremely rich.
All right, extremely rich. You drive a hard bargain, Beeblebrox. Bells, bells, what is it now?
Emergency, emergency. Hospital ship has landed on planet. Intruders now within works the reception area. Defense stations! Come on, you guys! What are you
nuts?
Get out of here!
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Oh, police! Hell and bats, dude! We've got to get out!
Police?
Yeah, it's this wretched spacecraft we stole, and I left them a note explaining how they could make a profit on the insurance claim, but it doesn't seem to have worked.
Well, come on then, let's move it!
Earthman, find us the question.
How?
42. No, that doesn't work either.
We will find it. Come on, get out of here.
Thanks for the meal, guys. Sorry we've got to rush.
Which way, Zaphod? At a wild guess, I'd say down here.
Okay, let's go.
Okay, Beeblebrox,